Hello and welcome. You're listening to a guided meditation, and I am your guide, Katie Jo Holton. The other night I had one of those toss and turn nights. I probably slept more than I actually thought that I did, but it felt like I was awake almost all night, dozing off for maybe a few minutes in between long spells of being awake. And processing and thinking about a gazillion things. And I use this meditation most of the time at night when I find myself in these situations. Sometimes I can even use them during the day if I am in little spells of worry. One thing that I've noticed about the act of worrying is essentially when you worry, you are literally projecting yourself into the future to problem solve then. But of course, the problems that you are considering may arise that you are working to fix in the future aren't actually happening right now. Now, one of the reasons that we do worry, even though our hearts are usually in the right place, is so that we can put more attention on other people than ourselves. And we can do this for a lot of reasons. Sometimes we feel like we are not worthy of the attention that we give to others. Sometimes we confuse humility and self-worth. Sometimes we do this because we get an ego boost by saving others. And again, your heart can be in the right place to want to help others. But it can very easily become an addiction to take us away from the present moment. And in the same way that people use drugs to escape the present moment, or are addicted to television to check out, or are addicted to arguing to assert to themselves that they are right, we can become addicted to saving others and attach ourselves to that role. So if we find ourselves a chance to actually be at peace and have rest and not need to help others, our system doesn't know what to do. So it creates problems for you to solve in that moment. And then lastly, we can find ourselves tossing and turning because we are sitting in a place of indecision. And when we're in a place of indecision, we're attaching to the belief that I don't know. And what's tricky about this place is while we like to pretend we don't know so that we don't have to decide, we actually have decided. We've decided that I don't know. And so taking a step back, and giving yourself the chance to really be at peace and find rest and rest into the flow brings you back to your natural state and allows you to sit with the present moment instead of needing to rush off and entertain things that aren't actually happening right now. From this place, we can be reminded that we actually have the ability to problem solve as problems arise. We don't actually need to rush into the future and solve them ahead of time, because if they do occur, we'll just have to solve them again. It takes the same amount of energy. In fact, you're actually doubling the work that you would be doing by worrying about it. Which brings us back to another reason that we spend a lot of time worrying or in confusion. Because sometimes it's hard to be in the present moment. We're so ingrained with the idea that we need to constantly be moving and constantly being productive, that if we actually give ourselves rest, our system doesn't know what to do with it. And so it kind of says, mayday, mayday, I'm going to flood my system with all kinds of thoughts because I cannot be at rest. And here again, just something that I find myself having to learn over and over and over again is I can be far more productive when I make time to take care of myself. When I keep myself tired, stagnant, or stressed out, I'm keeping myself in a survival state. And in that survival state, I am more likely to react out of fear than from intellect and intuition. In fact, when people are stressed out, their IQ drops at least 15 points. So you can see, when you're in this state, you might keep yourself busier, but you're not actually being productive. You are just creating busy work for yourself. Okay. So I just bring that up just to call this mechanism out for what it is. When you find that you can't sleep, this is what's happening in your system. And I say that not because there's anything to be ashamed of here. You're not necessarily doing anything wrong. In fact, this is the end result of a system that we've been engaging in for centuries. We're finding ourselves on the edge of the system, preparing the new earth to step into, where we can live from wholeness instead of fear. And in order to cross over, in order to cross this bridge, we need to become mindful of these habitual reactions that we have and see them for what they are, without judgment. So the other night when this happened to me, this happens to me a few times a year usually, where I just wake up and I really can't sleep. And it's not even necessarily that I have something important happening the next day. Sometimes there's like nothing going on. It's like all of a sudden I wake up and I can't sleep and I'm finding myself head spinning with all kinds of ideas. So I'll use this meditation to soothe my system and calm myself down. But even though I know this is exactly what's going on, when this happened to me the other night, I didn't use this meditation. I just allowed myself to be stressed out. And then I had kind of a shitty day the next day because I didn't have much sleep and I was grumpy. And that's okay. Like, I know that happened. I know that I allowed that to happen. It wasn't something that happened to me. And I just had to tell myself, it's okay. When this happens again in the future, I'll remember to approach this from a place of mindfulness and use the tools that I have to make my life better rather than choosing suffering. So there's a good chance that if you're listening to this, you're already finding yourself having a hard time sleeping. So just take a minute to settle into yourself. And we'll move into the meditation. In this meditation, let's begin by laying down and closing our eyes. Taking long, slow breaths in. And long, slow breaths out. Okay, again. Long, slow breath in. Filling up your belly, imagining you can expand yourself. And then breathing out. Still expansive. Okay. If they're not already, you might place your hands together on your belly Take one deep breath in with a big sighing exhale. Begin by imagining yourself floating in the ocean. It's warm, calm, and still. You might imagine that your bones are hollow, that you're almost weightless. Slowly floating in the ocean of your own unconscious. The sun is full and shining down on you. You can feel the warmth on your face, on your body, and you feel safe. Take a few slow, deep belly breaths here. Imagining you can feel the heat of the sun all over your body. It's dancing on your skin. And with every breath in, pulling the light, the healing light of the sun into your body. And with each exhale, giving yourself safety. You might begin to notice worries coming up here. Perhaps a conversation you're going through over and over again in your head. Perhaps you're playing out a decision for somebody else to make. Perhaps you're searching for something inside yourself. Take a moment and give yourself permission to turn towards that. Choose one. Whatever one is the loudest in your mind right now. Take a long, slow breath here. And as you notice this one worry, see if you can sense where it's sitting in your body. It might be in the pit of your stomach, maybe lower. Could be sitting on your chest. And when you've pinpointed it, imagine that you can put the worry inside a balloon. And call the balloon up through your body. Take a moment and breathe here. And remind yourself that safety and peace is a feeling that you give yourself. Take a second pass to make sure all of the worry has been sucked into the balloon. And when they have, go ahead and tie the balloon and allow it to float up through your body, moving through your torso, your shoulders and throat, and out the top of your head. Now that it's outside of your body, you can hold onto the string with your hand. It might feel strange having something that's become a part of you on the outside of your body. Remember, these are only stories that we tell ourselves to stay distracted. And we forget that we give ourselves our own sense of peace. Other people's decisions are not ours to tend to or ours to care for. And worrying about them only weighs them down and keeps them from being able to fly to the higher vibration that they are called to. And a distraction from giving ourselves our own sense of peace. Remember to keep breathing. Long, slow breaths here. Breathing in the healing light of the sun. And as you breathe out, expanding your sense of safety and your sense of peace. When you're ready, gently loosen your hand, opening your grip. And allow the balloon to float out into the universe. And creation knows what to do with these. They are not yours to tend to. You're being so brave by letting it go. By turning to your own sense of peace. Keep breathing here. Still imagining that you're floating on the water with the sun on your body. Long, slow breaths. Noticing that you might already feel lighter. Or perhaps you want to reach out and grab at the balloon. And if that's the case, try reaching out and grabbing a different balloon. And this other balloon, sparkling and full of light, this balloon gives permission to feel your own peace. Reach out and grab that one. Imagine pulling it into your body through the top of your head. And once it's in, allowing the balloon to slowly pour out the sparkling energy and golden light that is held within it. As the peace and calm fills your entire body, any place where you notice resistance, go ahead and just wrap that up in a balloon and send that out to the universe too. Just asking it to leave. And imagining that space where it was becoming full of the sparkling golden light of peace and calm. Breathing slowly here again. And as you're feeling into the sense of peace and the light within you, feeling your whole body, see yourself back floating on the ocean of your subconscious. And you can see the inner glow of the light that you've let in your body, completely covering every square inch on the outside and glowing from the inside, so that if you didn't look closely, you almost couldn't see where your light ends and where the sunlight begins. And rest into that. Now that you've bravely placed the worry where it belongs, now that you've given yourself your own peace and calm, slowly begin counting as you breathe in. One. And out. Two, breathing in. And out. Three. And out. And imagine yourself, as you're breathing in, floating down the ocean. Out to the horizon. Where your subconscious and peace meet. Beautiful. From here, just continue to count and allow yourself to drift to sleep. You deserve it.